Hey, Chevra, you know, we spoke only about Rosh Hashanah in the longer shiur. We got to speak a little bit about the Parsha, but we'll link the Parsha to Rosh Hashanah. Something that came to me actually last Shabbos, I want to share. You open up the Parsha, Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. And Marami is to Rosh Hashanah, right? The Zohar says Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, so we're talking about Rosh Hashanah on some level. And in our parasha, we have the famous psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, and we know that we sing beautiful words. That what? Ki karav alecha adavr mo'od, v'fichu b'vavcha la'asosa. Ha-mitzvah ha-zos, in the beginning of Shishi, ha-mitzvah ha-zos, this mitzvah. Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayom, that the word hayom again, which is Rosh Hashanah. Lo neflesi mimchav, lo rechoki. It's not hidden, it's not a wonderment, it's not far. Lo b'shamayim, he b'yalah shamayim, lo b'liyam, it's not over than the other. Ki karov e'lecha hadavar me'od b'ficha b'vavcha lasosa. It's so close. It's in our hearts, it's in our mouths. What is that talking about? Big machlokes Rashi Ramban, famously. Whether it's talking about Torah, that each of them, one of us can connect the Torah to b'ficha b'vavcha, or it's talking about tshuva, which obviously is so appropriate for these days. Is it tshuva or Torah that each and every one is capable of connecting to? That these psukim, these famous, beautiful psukim that Eitan Katz brought down such a beautiful niggun from Shemayim, so we're even deep, more deeply connected to these psukim. Is Torah, is it tshuva? Machlokes Rishonim. So I want to suggest Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Klal Chayim, and maybe it's both. Maybe it's Torah that is the deepest tshuva. How do we do tshuva, which means to return to Hashem in the deepest of ways? Through learning Torah. The more Torah we learn, the more we connect to Torah, we connect to Hashem. The more we connect to Torah, we connect to the character traits of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you see, we see the world the way we're supposed to see the world through the lens of Torah. So maybe it's Torah, but if we mamish our koveitim, and mamish revitalize our Torah, that itself is going to be the biggest tshuva. That itself will help us return to Hashem in the deepest of ways. But when will it? This was a special matan that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought in the last Shabbos Kodesh. When will it? Meaning Stam, we see it sometimes, sadly, there are Yidden that sit and learn, and that doesn't transform them. That doesn't help them. It's not transformative. It's just a very incredible intellectual pursuit. It's when it's a Torah, like we learned, we said over here, maybe hundreds of times from the Baal Tanya and Perek Dalet, it's a Torah where we hug the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's where you know when you're learning Torah, you're learning Torah's Hashem. And you're trying to build a relationship with Hashem. And before you sit and learn, you realize I'm learning with Hashem and I'm giving Hashem a hug through this Torah. And I realize this is the Chacham of Hashem and this is the personality of Hashem. And you're looking to build a Kesher with Hashem through the Torah that you learn. That Torah is a Torah of Tshuva. So it came to me, especially Matana. If you take a matter of Torah, what's a matter of Torah? Famous 611, right? Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, not the first two Dibros, the end of Makos. That's the Gematria in the Gemara Makos. Those were questioning Gematria, but for now, we're not going to go there now. Nobody at this table will question Gematria. Otherwise, I don't know what you're doing here. Anyways, the nice one. So Torah is 611. Tshuva is Gematria 713. Okay, Shkoich, so they're not the same. It's like, what are we doing? So how do you get a Torah that's going to come to Tshuva? Emunah is 102. A Torah that's linked with Emunah. 611 plus 102 is 713. Gematria Tshuva. When it's a Torah that's with full of Emunah, a Torah that's a Torah with, I'm connecting to Hashem through my Torah, that Torah will bring me to Tshuva, and that's what's Karv Lecha Dav Meod. It's all one. Tshuva, a Torah that's a Tshuva, we should all be Zoyche. To revitalize our learning of Torah. It's always, this time of the year is the time when we can do it. It's El's man still. It's right before Rosh Hashanah. To say I'm going to learn more Torah. Through that Torah with Emunah, we'll be zoicha to tshuva. We'll be zoicha through that tshuva just to return to Hashem. And then Hashem will return to us all the brach, all the simcha, the refus, yeshuas. We'll be zoicha to good bet yor of simcha and brach, simcha and tshuva for each and every one of you and all of your families. Everyone should have a beautiful Hail of Yeshabbos Kodesh. Hey Shabbos Kodesh. Hey Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,